Okay, in the middle of, we started discussing last week, the Gemara here on the bottom of Lamed Aleph to Lamed Beis. So let's review the Gemara again just quickly, and then we're going to discuss the Ramban and the Ravid since we have the text in front of us today, and then we're going to go on to discuss the large Tosas, which is important in its own right and is also connected to the Ramban. So let's discuss the case first. Three lines from the bottom. It's only a few lines, but it's a very important case. Three lines from the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. Hahud Amar Leila Chavrei. One person says to another, "My boys, Bahai Ara. What are you doing in my land? Everybody have this on Lamed Amud Aleph. Three lines from the bottom. Hahud Amar Leila Chavrei. My boys, Bahai Ara. So the Gemara says, Amar Leila. He responded to him. And he said, "Meploni zavinta, the Amali zavna minach." I bought this property. This is a little bit of a different answer than the one we usually encounter. He said, "I bought this property from a mocher, from a middleman. In other words, from somebody who claimed to be the owner. He claimed to be the owner in the sense that he purchased it from you." So basically, what's really happening here is that the machzik is not making a claim in his own name. He himself is not aware, with certainty, that the property belonged to the mocher. He only has the word of the mocher as the foundation for his own kinyan. So that's what he says. "I'm here because I bought the property from a mocher. The mocher told me that he bought the property from you." So the Gemara says, "Amalei," the Marakama says to the Machzik, or the Lokeach, whatever you want to call him, "At lav kamodis, do you not admit the high ara didi, he, that this land belongs to me?" In other words, that I am the original Marakama. You just, right, proclaimed that in fact the Mocher told you that I was the owner from whom he purchased it. "The atlos of intaminoi," you also admitted that you did not purchase this property directly from me. Rather, you got it through the mocher. No one can trace the mocher back to the marakama. So that's the case. "Zil, leave, la baldvar didiat," you are not my baldavar, right? And therefore, the halacha should be that the Marakama gets the property. That's the argument of the Marakama. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Dina Ka'amalei." In fact, this is the halacha we paskin exactly according to the reasoning of the Marakama. Okay, so I guess I'm going to run to the Rashbam very quickly, just to get again the background. This is a complicated case. This is not a case where, on the surface, this is a case which is lacking two things. Number one, a taina, and number two, katzkatz kevulshana. Right? The normal case that we encounter is, somebody says, "What are you doing on my property?" And the other fellow responds and says, "I bought the property from you and I've been here for 3 years." That's a classic case of katzkatz kevulshana. And if there are no other complications and he can prove that, then he'll win the case. End of story. However, in this particular case, things are not so simple. There's no taina because the machzik himself is not able to say with certainty that the mocher who sold him the property bought the property from the marakama, and there's no gimel shanim because there are no gimel shanim. Okay, so the question is, if that's true, so why is there even a din Torah here? I mean, on what basis does the marakama have anything to say? I'm sorry, does the machzik have anything to say? So, as we'll read in a second in the Rashbam, there's one other wrinkle here. When the Marakama said to the Machzik, "Lav, Amalei, at lav kamodis, don't you admit, right, the high aradidihi, don't you admit that the property, you know, previously belonged to me?" That implies that somehow the Marakama is reliant upon that admission. In other words, there's a third unusual element in this case. Not only does the Machzik have neither Taina nor Marakama, The Marikamba also does not have ironclad evidence of his own that he is the Marikamba. That's his weakness. That's his vulnerability. The only way that we know that he's the Marikamba is because of the admission of the Machzik in this case. So one might have thought, well, since, you know, without that admission, there's no Din Torah. Because the Marikamba, if you can't prove that he's Marikamba, right, has no business making taina against the Machzik. He has to first provide evidence of his own credentials. Once he has credentials, then we take him seriously, you know, when he accuses other people of misdoing. So the because that's the case, there is a case here. There is something to talk about. There's a Pesha Asar Pesha Hitir, or at least a Pesha Asar, meaning the source of Marikama's strength comes from the Hoda'ah of the Machzik. Why isn't that enough? Why isn't that enough? Say he's Pesha Asar Pesha Hitir. If not for him, the Marikama wouldn't be able to bring this case to court, so therefore you should believe the Machzik. The answer is we do believe him. Right? But believing him, right, doesn't accomplish anything, because we believe him that the Mocher told him that the Mocher brought the property from the Marikamba. But there's nothing else to believe him about, and that's hearsay, right? He himself doesn't know that it's true. Moshe L'mad Avadome, I always like to give this example. You know, it's a question that they ask, you know, young children, which is, you know, we paskin bari v'shama bari adif, right? So they always ask this question, you know, why should you say bari v'shama bari adif? Let us believe the shema migu di bay amar bari, right? So why should you penalize them because he's telling the truth and saying shema, huh? Right? The answer is, we do believe him. We believe him, and he's saying Shema, and Bari is still better than Shema. That's exactly what's happening right here. We believe him when he says Ploni Omarli, right, Shazavna Minach, but that doesn't translate it to a Taina because we don't know it for a fact. On the other hand, let's just make one other point very clear, and then we'll see all of this in the Rashbam very succinctly. Had there been Darbe Chadyoma, what we call Darbe Chadyoma, had there been objective evidence that the Mocher, the middleman, lived in the property for a single day, and especially if there had been Aiden to that effect, questions whether Nigu also works or not, we'll get to that in a minute. If there had been such evidence, then, given the circumstances, the Machzik would have won the case. Why? Because that's the principle of Taninus. You look here again on Aleph Amud Aleph, just to remind you, we've seen it before. The Mishnah says, Kol Chazaka She'eni Mataina Eina Chazaka. This is exactly what we have in our case. Any situation where we have a Chazaka, but no real claim, I've been there forever. But I don't know that, you know, I have no claim to the property. That doesn't work. Ketzad. Amalei Ma Tosa B'Tok Shali, what are you doing on my property? Amalo, he answered him, Shalom Ali Adam Me'olam, because I've been here because no one ever said I can't be here. In Chazaka, Shemakartali, Shemasatali B'Matana, Avicha Machali, Avicha Nasali B'Matana, if he says, I bought it, my father bought it, I read to Chazaka. That'll work, because that's a Taina. Then the Mishnah concludes, V'Abam Yishim Yerusha, Eintzah Taina. If you are the Yoresh, and you can prove, then the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's that talking about? So if you look here just on Mem Aleph from the base, just very, very quickly. So the Gemara says, this is the background. Ahu Gavra, if you look at the Gimel, in parentheses in the Gemara, Lechitesi. Ahu Gavra, the Dor B'Kashata B'Ilita, Arba Shani. There's a certain man who lived in, you know, the upper apartment, let's say, of a building for 4 years. Also, Mori de Beise, Ashkeche, Amale, my boy is by Beisa. So the previous owner, right, tracks him down and he says, what are you doing? Why are you living in my house? Right? Amale, so he answers me, Ploni Zavinta de Zavne Minach. Exactly our case so far. I purchased it from Ploni, the middleman. He acquired it from you. Also, the Kamdra Pchia Amale. If you can prove that that middleman was there for a day, then we'll say taninan. Taninan le lokeach and taninan le yoresh. If you can prove that the morish lived in the property for a single day, then we'll say taninan. But if you don't have that single day, there's no taninan. There's no taninan, there's no taina. You can have as much chazaka or pesha, also pesha hitir, as the case may be, as you want. But at the end of the day, chazaka she'eni mataina, lo shma chazaka. So that's what the Rashbam says here as well. If you look very quickly, Klomar, the top Rashbam on Lamed Amud Beis, she'amali v'ponis avintas zavna minach, when I'm Lamed Amud Beis, Klomar, she'amali v'shas mechira, she'hulakcha mimech. At the time of the Mechira, right, he told me that he bought it from you. Since he doesn't say in this case, and I've been here for 3 years, it must be that Shtar Mechira Shalom Adar Biyado. He's even stronger. He can prove, but stronger and weaker. Meaning, he's stronger in that he has a Shtar, but he has a Shtar on the transaction between himself and the Mocher. Whereas in the Abchiz Kaskim Oshanim, that might be stronger from another perspective, because that's maybe something that the Marakama still should have been responding to. But either way, Matskara de Milsa Mukmidale Be Yad Hamaarer, in the Matskara we find for the Marakama, by the time of the Kivin de Moda de Shaloha Yakarka Mitchila, since he admits that the Marakama is a Marakama, Lomi Boy Heche de Loi Hsik Bagimel Shanim, El Apila Hsik Bagimel Shanim Nami Eina Chazaka, Umatkinu Mamine. Even if there were 3 years of Chazaka, it wouldn't help him. Because in the end of the day, he's still lacking a taina. The ha chazaka sheni mataina he shehu ena yodea im oisa shel osa shemachrolo im lav. He still doesn't know where the middleman really got the property from. Mahavale kihikir ba besada sheena shelosho mocher. Let's say you buy a property and then all of a sudden you become aware of the fact that it isn't the property, was never the property of the seller. That he tricked you, in other words. So what do you do? You're going to say, oh, it's not my fault. I bought it in all good faith. I paid top dollar, right? I checked, to the best of my ability. If objectively it turns out that the fellow had no rights to the property and he sold it anyway, then it's understandable. Then you lose the property, no matter what you did. Yeah. What options do you have now? V'yaksi renu l'ma'arer, right? V'hu yigvem ba'osav. You have to give the property back to the real owner, and then you have to take the middleman to court and say he swindled me, you know, he misrepresented his ownership. Even though the Marakama himself in this case, right, there's another side, he also has a weakness, namely we only know that he's Marakama because of Pasha Asa Pasha he's there. Nidikamra v'lo modusli, v'lo amina migu diboy amar anan zavinta minach v'achaltia shnei chazaka, kida amar miplanya zavinta d'zavna minach, neman, shehu atzma eni odeyem zavna mocha mine d'ma'arar imlav. It doesn't matter, since he didn't say, I was present when he bought it from you, right? So basically, the situation is that there's Pasha Asar, but there's really no Pasha Hintir. Right? Because he doesn't have the means to establish himself as an owner. He doesn't have a taina. Hilkar. Kivdu modil ma'arid shalohaisa, since he establishes him as Marakama, todas balbin kime'edim dami, right? That part works against him. The gam modus she'eni odeim lokha mochrolo minabailim olav. He's also admitting he doesn't know that his own claim is legitimate, because he doesn't know that the Mocher's claim is legitimate. The low time zavna minach kamadidi, he doesn't claim to have witnessed this sale. The gam ein lo edim sheichzik ba b'mocher yom echad, he also doesn't have evidence that the fellow was there a single day, so then we can apply another form of taina, namely taninan. Hilkach hipsed, therefore he loses. Aval hichzik zeh gimel shonim v'toim b'plani zavanta zavna minach kamadidi. However, if instead he had been claiming, I was there when he purchased it from you, and I have 3 years, Neman, he would be Neman. Nigudi bayamar nazavinta minach, v'chaltia shnei chazaka. Because he has an ego. He could say, I bought it from you directly. Therefore, he's Neman to say, I bought it from him, but I saw him buy it from you. Inami Yeshli Adam Shiatik Bamokha Yamakod, or if you had Adam on Yomakod, Bahakarminum the Kamal the Pirkin, Gabayhud the Darba Kashanta Belita, Ba'ar Bashinin. That's the Gemara that we just read on Mem Aleph on the base, but that is sufficient as well.
What he himself claims that he saw the Mocher in this house for 10 days.
Right. Does that work?
Yeah.
As if he didn't have Adim. So that is a huge, huge, we're going to get to that. That's a huge argument in the Rishonim. Huge argument in the Rishonim. The Rashbam here implies that it might work.
Right.
The Bali Tosis, which we'll see in a minute, say that it would work depending on the timing. What did he admit and when did he admit it? In other words, if right up front he said, Pasha Asar, you are the Barakama, you know, but you should know that I witnessed the Mocher, you know, living in the house one day, and then he sold it, and he sold it to me. According to Tosis, which we'll get to in a minute, that would work. That Migu would work. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, each has a, and the Baal HaMor, each has a slightly different explanation why, are of the opinion that you really need Adin. And that even if you have a Migu Gamor, it would not help you. Now why? Again, that's, we'll try, if we have a chance, we'll try, that's a really fascinating argument, but basically your question is a big focus for Shonen. Rashbam and Tosis under certain conditions, it would work, that Migu would work, and the Ramban and his school, but for all sorts of subtly different reasons, think that there's something wrong with that Migu, and it would not work. I will explain why, a little bit. Yeah?
I think you explained last week, I don't recall, why is it a Pesach Asar? He's not saying that it's your field. He's only saying that the Mocha told me that it was your field.
Yeah, so we'll get to that in just a second. Or we'll at least to talk about two scenarios of that in just a second. Well, we're believing... The question is, I think the question you're asking, and that's what we can get to in just one second, is where does this knowledge come from? The knowledge that the Marakama is Marakama. Does it come from the Mocher, or does it come from the Lokeach himself, the Machzik himself? Is he saying this in his own name, or is he saying that part of it in the name of the Mocher? We'll get to it in a second if that matters. Anyway, that's the Rashbam. Also, Hamocher, Ein Aduim Lakachoto in Lav, Ein Amo Klum Akash Zelo Hitzik Gimoshanim, Gamarishan Ein Lashan Mechila Menabaylin. This is a very action-packed Rashbam, as you can see. Rashbam is going through practically all the contingencies, except for the one that you just raised. I'm glad that you raised it. Let's take the Rashbam. Let's take this analysis just for one step further. Okay, so there are two interesting questions. The one is the one that you raised about: is the Dor Bechad Yoma work with the Migu? Hopefully we'll get back to that. And the second is what you just raised about where does this information come from? So I don't know how many people have these sheets and how many don't. For those who do, and for those who don't, we'll try to make it clear. So look at the Ramban on the first page. The Ramban addresses this question. Namely, what is the case here one more time? Without the comments of the Lokeach, there would be no evidence supporting the Marakama. And he would lose. Right? But the Lokeach does provide this information. He is a Marakama. And since he himself doesn't have a sufficient taina, therefore the Marakama wins. And the Machzik loses. The question is, and this is I think what you were asking, where does the information about the Marakama come from? Does it come from the Lokeach, the Machzik? Or is it secondhand, the quotation of the Lokeach, he's quoting the Mocher? This is the argument between the Ramban. In the Rashbam, it's not clear. This is an argument between the Ramban and the Rashbam, no less. Two pillars. Okay? The Ramban is of the opinion, I'll just tell you first, that the information here comes from the Machzik, the Lokeach. He's the one who establishes the other fellow as Marakama. He says, I know that this property previously belonged to you. However, the Mocher told me that he bought it from you, and that's why he's selling it to me. But the knowledge that you're Marakama, that comes from me. Maybe also the Mocher, but it's irrelevant. It also comes independently from me. I don't know that only from the Mocher. Ramban says, why does it have to be true? I'll read it inside in just a second. Because otherwise, why isn't there, I'm going to call it, a second-hand Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir? Meaning, the only way that anybody knows that he's the Marakama is from who? Who's the source? The Mocher. But the Mocher says, Tesha Asar, he's a Marakama. Teshi Hitir, I bought it from him. So even though the Din Torah now, in some respect, is between who and who? The Marakama and the Maksik. They're the two people in court right now. The Mocher is a middleman. Right? The fact that he's a middleman, says Ramban, doesn't negate the fact that either we accept or we reject what he says. Right? And if we believe him to be an honest man, then we should accept Pesha Asar and Pesha Hitir. The Marakama, but I bought it from him. Take what I, the middleman, said, take the source, right, and don't palgin on it. Take it at full and face value. On the other hand, if I'm the source, not him, right, so then there's no Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. I'm the Pesha Asar, I say you're the Marakama. Maybe he also says it, but it doesn't matter. I'm not relying on him. And there's no Pesha Hitir because I don't know that he, the Mocher, bought the property from you. I'm calling it a second-hand Marakama. Right? Second-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. I am taking this Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir from the middleman. That's what the Ramban says. It doesn't matter. Who cares? First-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. Second-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. Same thing. What?
But there's no time against the middleman.
What do you mean there's no tying against the middleman?
In other words, how could that work? For the middleman.
That's a question. So that's why I call it secondhand. The Ramban thinks, as we'll see in a minute, that it doesn't matter that he's not the Baal Din. What's important is that he is the source of the damaging information. And if he's the source of damaging information, we either accept him as a source or we don't accept him as a source. Why do we care whether he's a Baal Davar? The truth is there could be two explanations of the Ramban, and we'll see this in a moment. One is, we don't care that he's not the real Baal Davar in the cases like we thought, the Marakama and the Maksik. However, his second-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir works because effectiveness in Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir is not contingent upon being a Baal Davar. It's contingent upon being a source.
The Mocha is also about over because the Mokeach is going to go back to the Mocha for his
Mocha. Okay, that's a separate Din Torah, but he claims that that's just because there's not an evidence around, not because he cheated him. Right? I mean, no evidence that he cheated him either. So, but it's a point. It's a har. We'll see that in Tosa in a second as well. The Raida's argument, that's one explanation of the Ramban. The second explanation of the Ramban, I would say, is, and maybe this is connected to what you're saying, or maybe not, who's the real Baal Davar here? The guy in court, the guy who's being asked to leave the karka, is the Maksik, the Lokeach. But where's the crux of the issue? What's the real Din Torah about? What does that revolve around? The answer is, it revolves around the Marakama and the Mocher. So, it's not even a second-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. The Lokeach is a proxy for the real Baal Davar. The real Baal Davar isn't the guy whose property is at stake right now. It's where the real story is being played out. And the Raavad, we'll see in a moment, disagrees. The Raavad says a second-hand Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir is not a Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. Probably he has to say two things. Number one, he has to say that Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir requires a Baal Davar. The fact that the source is a single source, is not the basis for Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir. It's an emunus of a Baal Davar, and he's not a Baal Davar. Number two, he's not a Baal Davar. The real Baal Davar is the guy who presently is on the karka and is being challenged. Let's just read that inside, now that I talked it out. You'll see it, hopefully, inside. HaHochi Garcinim says the Ramban, the Amar Lei de Zavna Minach. Fine. Tui Gesosa Shobenu HaGadol Zal. The Amar Lei Kamoy Didi Zavna Minach. Mehemen kahu dedar bekashita beilita. Achein pirush Rabbi Shmuel. Upirush velo kamodisle hodag muraya modelo shehu atzmo yodea shehi shalavosav. Says the Ramban, what do the words mean? Velo kamodisle. Don't you admit that I'm the Marakama? Right? What do they refer to? So Ramban says hodag muraya modelo shehu atzmo yodea shehu avosav. That the machzik slash lokeach, he is the source. Don't you admit that you know that I'm the Marakama? Aval, says the Ramban, My Amaleahu Gabra de Dehu, he, Mavodahi. The fact that the Mocher says that he's the Marakama, being quoted by the Lokeach, that would work. You know, normally we'd say, well, he admitted it. He admitted he's a Marakama, let's use that piece of information. Here we would not, because that information is conjoined with another piece of information, namely the Peshahit there, which says, it's true he's a Marakama, but I bought it from him. Right, if he's the source of Marakama, then let's be consistent. Let's also accept his testimony regarding the Mechira. Ella kiva de kamoda hai de iu gufa yodadabasehi. But if it's the Machzik Melokeach who says, I know on my own, independently, in other words, that he is the Marakama, the iu mine lo zavna. Right? And I didn't buy it from him directly. I only know the claim of the Mocher. So then we have a situation where we accept the view. We know, as Hodas Faldin, that you're the Marakama. But even he doesn't have a taina. He has just a Safek. Maybe he bought it from you, like he says. That's Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaday. V'chein Nir Midivar Rabbeinu HaGadol. Shehu Mefarsha, B'Shahala, Modelo Shehu Atzmo Yodea, Shehu Ma'arer, etc. Aval Mishumo Da'asa Shalhau Gavra, Da'amalei Zavna Binei, but if it were, again, the source was the Mocher, Lo, the Labo Da'i, the Leis Pesveka. Then he says, the Apa Pisha Ravar, Bavram Brav David, the Ravid, the Farish, the Hoche, the Mayaskina, the Ravid interprets differently. The Ravid says, the Ihu Layada Klau, we're talking about a situation where Ihu Layada Klau, meaning, he doesn't know anything. Where does he get the information that the fellow is a Marakama? From the Mocher. Elamipid Shazer HaMocher. Hi, what about Peshas and Peshahitir? So the Rizid says, the law meaning the Peshas and Peshahitir, Elamidavar Shah Osro Osro Midiaso, Umatiro Midiaso. What does he mean by that? Meaning, when he's the Baldavar, and it's his Din Torah, and he knows the full consequences of what he's saying, right? Because his financial status is at stake. So then we have the position that what? Peshasa Peshahitir. Aval hacha zesh shama mipi amocher, ki shal zeh hoysa mitchila. Ube emasai roi la mino dodas padun kemedim dami. There's no reason not to believe him about that, because, you know, why would he lie about the other fellow being Markama? That's to his detriment, so we accept that. The chihadar amar. But when he says, that's self-serving. He says, I bought it from him. That's not detrimental to his own case. That is supportive of his ability, right, to reap financial gain by selling it. Then, Dabar Etzel B'Safek, Bein Olam Mino Al Zechuso, In Ten Havale Gabach, Safek Uvadai, Bein Safek Minei Motzi, Minei Vadai. In other words, the Ravid says, a second-hand Pashas and Peshahitir, Pashas and Peshahitir, which is not coming from the mouth of the Baldavar. A, is not a Baldavar. B, if it doesn't come from a Baldavar, there's no Peshas and Peshahitir. The Ravid Ramban himself says, just one more second, the Inad Varma Lalu Etzli Elu Dibre Havon. Ramban says, I think this is nonsense. Shazen Ne'emanu Lomar Kach V'Kach, Omar Li Ploni, Migudi Bayomar, Lav Didachu. Also Ploni, Ne'emanu Lomar, Mi Ploni L'Kachtia, Mi Din Migu. What's the problem? This guy, meaning the Mocher, should be believed when he says, I bought it, because he could have said that the other fellow has no rights. Right? She'ilu B'Bezin Omar Chayim, this is the key of the Ramban. Let's say Mocher was in court, and he was a Baldavar. Also, we believe him. That's true. But does it follow? Now that he said it, right? Maybe we should believe him. We should believe him outside as well. So this is a major, critical debate between the Ramban and the Ravid, and it seems to revolve around one or both issues, as I just explained. One is, how do you look at Peshas or Peshahitir? And we'll get back to this as well. Right? One way to look at Peshas and Peshahitir is that it's a migu. It's a super migu. But migu always is, and we're going to discuss this tonight in Tosas. What is migu? I could win this case, and therefore believe me when I give you the taina that I'm giving you, because I have another taina which will win the case equally or better. Right? Nivadi Bayamar X, Neman Lomar Y. And what's Pesha also Peshahit here? A super migu. What do I mean by a super migu? I did not say anything at all. I could have been silent. Right? Pesha, I dig my own grave. Right? Therefore let me out of my own grave. Believe me, because I brought all this trouble on myself. If I was a dishonest man, I wouldn't be getting myself in trouble to begin with. So what's Pesha also Peshahit according to this perspective? A stronger migu. Migu is I have to respond, but I have two alternatives. I take, believe me on the second because I have the first. Pesha also Peshahit is believe me even more because I don't have to put myself in harm's way. I do, and therefore I'm even more credible.
But if you don't put yourself in harm's way, no one will accept the Peshahit.
Well, no, what do you mean? Who needs a Pesha Yitir? If there's no Pesha also, there's no need for a Pesha Yitir. If I don't establish him as Marakama, he can't chase me out of the Karka. He doesn't have witnesses. He doesn't have Shtar. He has no right to tell me to get out of his Karka. There's no need for Pesha Yitir unless there's a Pesha also.
You don't have a Chazaka.
So I created my problem, and therefore I have a certain credibility to be believed to get out of the problem.
Marakama is, I'll tell him. Murakami is the one who told him you're my property.
He can tell me all day long.
Right.
Somebody can come over to me in the middle of the street and say, what are you doing in my property? Let him approve that it was his property. For him to have a taina against me, he has to show that it was his property.
Right.
If he has no evidence, then the court doesn't listen to him.
That's
Pesha Asar, and that's Pesha Yitir. Now, if you look at it that way, so the point isn't that it's one sentence, take it or leave it. It's a super migu, right? And you might say, you know what? Migus are limited to Balei Dvar. Maybe that's a shot.
Migu has certain conditions. You may have a chutzpah to say that.
Yeah, we'll get to that, 100%. Because that doesn't establish your credibility necessarily. There are other reasons why you're not pulling that time out of your pocket. Migu da'aza, as we call it. We'll get to that. What?
The Mazda has to respond. He just learned that in the other Mishnah.
He doesn't have to respond unless the Marakama can prove that he's a Marakama. In the other Mishnah, he's a Marakama. He has a Shari, he has Edim, he has something. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, there's another way to look at Pesha and Pesha Yitir here. That is, it's also stronger Migu, but it's one step beyond that. And that is, it's the idea that there's no Palginan Dibure. It's Mishpat Echad, meaning, instead of saying Pesha Asar, therefore we believe that since he put himself in harm's way, he has enough credibility for us to believe him how to move out of harm's way. Correct? No, it's more than that. It's what I call Pesha also Pesha Hit there. You have to say it, you know, more than Tokhtei Gibor. It's one sentence. There's no Oser, there's no Matir. Is he a credible source? Do we believe this man? Do we believe what he's saying or not? If you don't believe him, then don't believe anything he's saying. And if you believe him, then take his whole sentence. You were the owner and I bought it from you. He doesn't have to dig himself out of any hole, but he's Neman to dig himself out of a hole. There's no hole when you take the whole sentence. So what the Ramban may be saying, what I'm suggesting is that the Ramban is saying one of two things. The Ramban is either saying, listen, either you accept the Mocher's total story or not. Why should we care that it's a second-hand Pesha Peshahid there? It's still the only source for Marakama, and it comes together with Marakama, but relegated to the past, irrelevant.
Testimony.
It's not Eidos, but it's a statement, meaning it's a single statement, which if you take as a whole, right, the ratio is neutralized by the Seifa. So do you have a right to split up a sentence and say Marakama and not add the rest of the sentence, which is, but I bought it from him? There's no Paginan. Now, do I care that he's a Baldavar? Who cares? He's still the source. Or, that's one way to explain the Ramban. The other way to explain the Ramban, as I mentioned before, is to say, listen, it's true, Pesha and Pesha Yitir is not a single sentence. It's a credibility issue. It's two sentences, Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitir. Right? But, why do we think that the Machzik is the Baal Davar. The real Din Torah centers around the claims and counterclaims of the Marakam and the Mocher. The Lokech Machzik is just, he's just the casualty. He's a secondary. He has a star. He can tie himself to the Mocher. The real question here is what happened between Marakam and Mocher. So, that's not a second Antash Asapashi, that's a first Antash Asapashi here. That could be the debate. Very important on both levels. Now, having said that, let's move to Tosis, who initially deals with a different problem, but in the end of Tosis, Tosis ends up coming back to this question of who's the real Baal Davar, and so on.
If it's the Mocher, if you say it's the Mocher, that's giving credibility.
The Mocher says the Tashafar too.
Yeah. No, he's the one that's giving credibility to the Marakama.
Right. The Mocher.
So you want to say this is also a Pesha Hiter, but the Hiter is going on the Machzik.
Well, it first goes on the Mocher. It gives, it's the Mocher's ability to sell to the Machzik. It has consequences for the Machzik, but it's really about the Mocher. That is, the Mocher a swindler who had no right to sell the property, and he's a Goslin? Or is the Mocher a credible...
We have to keep in mind who's the Baal Davar.
Right, exactly. So what I'm saying is the Ramban, maybe set for the last lines of the Ramban. The Ramban said, She'ilu bebezen amarkach, hoyim aminim oso, achshe sh'amr lelamu lo yeh neman. So in of the point of the Ramban is, tashasa tashahitza, even if he's not the Baal Davar, it's a single sentence, either you take it or you leave it, from wherever it came. That's one way to read the line of the Ramban. The other way to read the line is, the real Baal Davar is the Mocher. There are consequences to the Lokeach. But the real controversy is not what happened between the... There is no connection between the Marakam and the Lokeach. There's no controversy about what took place between the Mocher and the Lokeach either. There's a shock for that. The real Nekudas HaMachlokes is what? What took place between the Marakam and the Mocher. They're the real behind part. Now, Tosis here discusses a slightly different problem. So let's read it very quickly. So very long Tosis, we'll try to get through it. Very famous Tosis. Bav Kamodis Lay Dahai Ara Didihu. Pierce Lamed Abed Alam. Very long, so you can't have a, almost can't have a longer Tosis than this, right? But it's a spectacular. What? Yeah, right. Pierce Rabbeinu Shmuel. So he's quoting, first quoting Rashbam, that part we can go over quickly. Im Muksak Zeh Gimel Shanim. If the fellow had been on the Karka 3 years, the Torah did plenty of Zavanta Zavna Minach, Kamedidi, and he had claimed, you know what, I purchased the property from the Mocher, who, in my presence, purchased it from you. The Ne'aman B'migu, we believe him. Ne'aman B'migu, Di Boyomer Minach Zavinta V'achalti Eshnei Chazaka. Inami, or, in Eshlo Edim She'ichzik Boha Mocher Yom Echad. Let's say there was evidence that the guy lived there one day, so he could apply Taninan. So even though the Lokeach himself doesn't know, right, since it's Dor Bechad Yoma, we have the equivalent of a Taina. Behavi Rai Mahid Dor Bekashata Belita. He brought a proof from the Gemara later on in the Malafomid days, right? Ukedvar of Kenu, the Tosa says, good Gazak, right? Rashbam said very well, right? That's Echadi Eshedim Lemahara Shakarka Shalohaisa. That's if the Marakama has his own evidence. But in our case, why do you have to say, don't you admit? What do you mean, don't you admit? Why would you need him to admit it for? He is Baal Davar. Right? He has Edom on his own. Apparently he doesn't. He have a time coming to Din Zavna Minach, Odor Bechad Yoma, Haya Neman. So, let's say he didn't have Gimel Shanim. Right? But he... This Pesha also Pesha Yit there. He's the source that the other fellow is Marakama. So if, as long as he had a Taina, like he bought it in my presence, or Darbe Chagyoma, that would be fine. Right? Afa Pishol Hichse Gimel Shanim. It wouldn't matter. Because you have the Pesha also Pesha Yit there. Nigdi Bayomer Lahaytse Shulchan Meolam. Since he could have said, it was never yours. Right? Afa Vade Hashad Omer Tzvayn Zavizim Zav Leminach Vahoda Shahoyse Shalom. But once, in our case, where he doesn't have a taina, because he says, I didn't see him buy it from you, I don't have evidence that he was Zarbe Chad Yoma, so even though The other fellow doesn't have evidence of Marakama, Lamatsi Lamitan Kamadidiv Zavna Minach, or Kamadidi Dorbe Kadyoma, Nigudi Bayomar Betzila Lohaisa Shokabayola. The Nigu Lamafreya Loamrina, and now he adds a new point. He says, let's say he'll come back. Let's say the following happened. He was in court and he said, listen, what are you doing to my property? The guy says, I bought it from Plony. He told me that he bought it from you. Right? So then the other guy says, tough luck, buddy. Or something to that effect. Right? You have the equivalent of Kazaka or Peshat or Peshahitir, She'in Lo, Taina. So then the other guy says, oh, I forgot to add that Dorbe Chadyoma Bifanai, right? Or Kamedidi Zavna, I forgot to tell you, I was there when he actually bought the property. Or I, the Migu, remember? I myself saw him, Dorbe Chadyoma. So Tosa says that doesn't work. In other words, if up front when the guy first came to him and said, what are you doing to my property? He said, he bought it from you in my presence, or Dorbe Chadyoma, the Migu, we'd say what? Migu di Bayamar, Meolam, it's not yours. There's no Marakama. Neman Lomar, Kamati di Zavna, or Dorbe Chadyoma, winning Tainas. There'll be Neman, the Pasha Asar. But if he didn't say it up front, can he add it later on? Well, that's Eidos. But the equivalent case, that's what we're asking. Can you add a Migu later on after you've already given away, this is the key thing, you've already given away the alternative taina? What happened? What would be, why would I be believed to say Kamedi Dizavna or Darbe Chadyoma B'Migu? Right? Tosas says that's the Tosas I was referring to. Why would I be believed? Because I could say you're not the Marakama. Right? But I already admitted that you're the Marakama. When you said, what are you doing to my property? I said, true, you're the Marakama, but I bought it from him and he told me that he bought it from you. So what did I do? I gave away the alternative. I gave away the basis of the Migu. So now, I'm going to come back and say, oh, I forgot to mention Kama Didi after Tokhine Dibor. I forgot to mention Kama Didi Zavna. I forgot to mention Bifanai Dar Bei Chadyoma. Now, if I was smart enough and I'd put it in right up front, I would be Naman Benigu, I'd have a Taina, I'd be fine, I'd win the case. Because I didn't say it up front, and I already gave away the basis for the Migu, which is the basis for believing me about it, so maybe it won't work. That's called Migu Lamafreya. That's what Tosa says. The Migu Lamafreya Lo Amrinan. In other words, a Migu that I had yesterday doesn't help me today. Kinemukukle Kamon, this Tosa's view, not everybody agrees. Kinemukukle Kamon, Kabehud Zar, because she's a Belita. He's going to be trying to get a Raya from that Gemara. It's not such a strong Raya, but you'll see how he does it. The Gemara there said, the guy was living upstairs, right, 4 years, Arbashinid, but we're going to be plenty of the Zavna Minach. And he said, I bought it from, I bought it from him, he bought it from you, but he doesn't say in my presence, he doesn't say Dorbe Kadyoma. So the Gemara says, the Kamidra Bchia, Amalei, I decided the Dorbe, Apilu Kadyoma. The Gemara says, he has to bring Edim. Right? Ukmela Biyadech, Mashma, this is your Diok, right? How come he has to bring Edim? Why don't we just believe him when he says it? Mashma di I leisle sahadi. If he doesn't have witnesses of Darbe Chadyoma, ein nama nama kamadi di Darbe Chadyoma. Bin migu di bayomar minok zavinta. Why don't Tafai migu? I could have said, I bought it from you. If we believe me when I say, kamadi di Darbe Chadyoma. If I'm a liar, right, I could say I bought it from you. No one would know the difference. I'm an honest man, therefore I'm saying what? Once I say Dorbe Chadyoma, what happens? Tanina. We believe him. So why do you say that? Why do we insist on the Eidim? So as I mentioned before, the Rishonim would say that's not a good Migu. Period. Not because of Migu L'mafreya. For other reasons. But Tosus thinks that in principle it would be a good Migu. If you said it at the right time, if when the guy came to you originally, you said, I bought it from him, and I witnessed him living there for a day. If you said it right up front, then you wouldn't need Eidim for Dar B'Chayyom. That's Tosfos in the view. Keep, what's the problem? Since he didn't bring it up right away, his timing is off. Kivin Shekvar Hoda, the Lav Minei Zavna, Leisle Sumigu, he already gave away the Taina. The Eino Lamino, the Maid, the Kamar Hashta, we're not going to believe him now. Mitose Yachal Shaka Betchila, Kodim Shahoda, because of what he could have said yesterday, before he gave away the extra Taina. Now why? So here Tosfos gives an explanation which doesn't appear in the other Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, "Lo habet masik adaite shayazaku kataina zu." What bothers Tosfos? Bothers Tosfos follows. What is the problem? Why not say Nigul Mafreya? Aren't we trying to figure out whether this is an honest man or not? So if yesterday he had two ways to win this property, doesn't that still impress us when, you know, he gives away his alternative taina, even if he has to come back to the other taina? He still gave away, by giving away the alternative taina, he proves himself to be an honest man. What's the problem with being a mafreya? And indeed, the Rishonim, who do not interpret this Gemara or that Gemara in this way, and Rashi doesn't seem to believe in Migul Mafreya, the Russian Ksuvas doesn't seem to believe in Migul Mafreya, they'll tell you exactly this. What's wrong with Migul Mafreya? Right? He has to have the Migul in his pocket right now. He behaved in an honorable way. If he was a thief, if he was a liar, then there are other, you know, modes of behavior open to him. Right? So has he proved himself to be an honest man? Credible man? Yes. What does Tosfos say? So Tosfos could say one of two things. Here Tosfos says, not everybody, when you're examining or when you're evaluating credibility, you have to assume that people, you know, have a certain roes anolad kind of mentality. You have to assume that people are thinking, and are thinking ahead, and that when he gave away alternatives and alternative taina, right, that he realized that that might put him in a difficult strait. Maybe he felt that what he was saying at the time was perfectly fine and good. When he said, "I bought the property for the mocher, what do you want from me?" He didn't go to shir that day. He thought that that was the equivalent of a taina, right? So, you're going to give him extra credit because he's an amaretz and doesn't realize that the taina that he's making is no good? Meaning, that's what Tosfos says when they say to Lohava Masaka Daitse Shayzoka Kutainazu. He gave away the taina not because he's an honest man, but because he discarded it because he thought it was valueless. He didn't think he needed it. So now he finds out that he needs it. Where's the foundation of added credibility? That's what Tosfos says. However, in other Tosfos, in this extra line to explain why Migul Mafreya Lo Amrina, Tosfos all over Shas says, Migul Mafreya Lo Amrina. But they don't have to add this extra line to Lahava Masaka Daitish Zokas Katainas. What's the other explanation? So as I've said before, that this will bears a, you know, every time Migul comes up, it's a further part of the analysis. There's another perspective on Migul. One way to look at Migul is that it's all about personal credibility. Right? If I'm a liar, I could be a bigger liar. My choices establish me as an honest man, and therefore believe. That's what we generally call biur. There's another perspective on Migul. Some people call it nemanus, some people call it koach hataina, some people call it exclusive, it doesn't matter what you call it. The idea behind it is as follows. I'm in a strong position, I can win this case. I can win this case with the alternative taina that I have. Because I can win this case, that puts me in a position of greater mukhzakus, call it, that's the way I understand it. It puts me in a position of strength. It's my money to lose. Because I have a method of attaining this money either way. That's called skusataina, let's call it. Meaning the ability, right, to win gives me power. It doesn't mean I'm more believable, more credible. It means I'm more powerful. It means I'm in a position of mukzakus, of greater strength. Now, that's not true in Migul Mafreya. Because in Migul Mafreya makes sense, and even then it's questionable, the question of being medaktik with Niazman and seeing all the eventualities. But if you assume that, you know, he has his eyes wide open, He's just an honest man. As a bearer, the fact that yesterday I was an honest man on this topic, just means I'm not an honest man today. I mean, of course I am. But yesterday I was in a position of power, and therefore the rules of evidence, you know, applied in one way. Today, I'm not in a position of power anymore. So the rules of evidence change. It's not a question of credibility. There's no continuity from yesterday. If it's about my personal veracity, my character, that didn't change from today to yesterday. From yesterday to today, I should say. But if the only reason I've ever believed in the Migu is because I have the ability to win anyway, I'm a winner until I'm a loser. If for whatever reason, maybe stupidity, maybe honesty, I gave away my winning ticket. But the fact is, I gave it away. I no longer have it. It isn't about added believability, added credibility. It's about added power. I gave up the power. Migu l'mafreya, lo aminan. Okay. The Hodakamar, now let's continue this for a few minutes. Hodakamar Hassam. Rab, the Chazife, the Daiti, the Chavivi, the Abba, Omer, like Kama, the Din, Zavna, Minach. The Gemara says they're in the Malach on the day. So the guy said, right, he have Omer, like Kama, the Din, Zavna, Minach. I witnessed his purchase of the property. Abba, Mehemen, like the Migu, the Bayamar, Minach, Zavinta. That would be a Migu that would work. Migu, the Bayamar, I bought it from you myself. Neman Lomar, right, he bought it from you in my presence. So the Tosaf says, in light of his view of Migu l'mafreya lo aminan, lo kamar shoya dayin neman b'tayna zu. They don't mean to say, oh, he could have said yesterday, I bought it from you, and therefore today we believe him when he says, kama di zavna, he bought it in our presence. That would be Migu l'mafreya. Ella, rather, klomar, in other words, he have a time b'ikara, kodim shahoda. If all the way back then he had said, right, that would have been Naaman. But the second that he admits, I didn't buy it from you, and it's not followed by an immediate, but I witnessed, that's Migu l'mafreya. But who did have the time to exactly again, to answer your question, if he had said Darbe Chad Yoma without Edim, and he said it right up front, you'd be Naaman b'Migu. But if he already wasted, right, the taina of I bought it from you, or you're not the Marakama, then there's no longer a Migu. Migu will work for Darbe Chad Yoma if you have a Migu. Right? But it's not a Migu if it's the Mafreya. The old Raya, the Sob Zebora, another proof from the Gemara at the end of Zebora. The Gemara there says, Hahi Isasad Dafik Shtar Mituta Yada. There's this woman who's holding on to a shtar. She's a shalish. She's like a third party holding on to the shtar. Amra, so she says, Yadanale b'hai shtar de pariyahu. I know that this shtar that I'm holding, which looks like a shtar milva, an outstanding shtar that the malva wants to take back and collect from the lova, I know that it was paid up. But that was already paid. But lohen there of Nachman, Rav Nachman said you can't trust her. You can't trust her that the bill that she's holding, that the shtar that she's holding, is parua. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, Nakamar there, boy, boy, kalse, why don't you believe her? She could burn this shtar. She's saying, this shtar that I'm holding on to is worthless. It was paid up already. It's a piece of paper. Rav Nachman said, I don't believe her. So the Gemara says, why don't you believe her? She has the equivalent of an Migu. She could burn it. Right? So the Gemara says, keep this, chazik bebedina. This is the Gemara's answer. Ibai kalse lo aminan. Once it's been seen in her possession, there's no longer Ibai kalse. Okay. So, 1 second, Satosa says, Alma, Apagab the Kodem Shiroinu Viyada, Hoytsanem Slomar Paruahu, the Nigudi Bai Kalse, Hashid is Kazaka Medina, Pir Shiroinu Viyada Lome Emna, the Einkan Od Migu, meaning, why not say, listen, this woman is in control, she could have burnt the shtar before anybody saw it. She had a Migu yesterday. Right now, when she's saying it's paid off, she doesn't have a Migu. Because it doesn't already see the star. But yesterday, if she came to court and said, I'm starting my possession, this toast is talking. It's a shtar which has already been paid. It's a debt that's been canceled. Believe me, so Tosa says, since she could destroy it, we would believe her. Why don't we believe her now when she says that it was paid off, since yesterday she could have destroyed it, or could have said that it was paid off, Migu Diboy Kalse? That's Migu Lamafreya. Shal Korkoch Tzricha Akcha Paina Zushi Omeres. Right now, once the taina in her pocket, the ability to burn the shtar is no longer an option. The only way that she can create a patur is by saying that the shtar is parua. So right now, there's no migu.
Why don't we have a problem with a secondary migu?
What do you mean secondary migu? That's a good question. That is a very good question. There's a Mordechai in Simon Tav Kuf Tav Dalet, right here in the back, in Cheska Sabatim, who talks a little about this question. Does a migu require a real baldabar or not? And the Rav used to speak about that a lot too. The Rav actually used to say that if migu is a kind of biror, then it shouldn't be limited to baldabar. It's about people's personal credibility. If migu is a kind of, again, whatever you want to call it, namanus, nefataina, etc., that's a baldabar kind of an idea. He's in a stronger position, it's a weaker position, that should be limited to baldabar. It's interesting that the Mordechai in Tav Kuf Tav Dalet in the back quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin as one of his proofs that he raises this question. Is Migu only for Bali's Barin or even for a Shalish? And he says, see, for this Gemara, that's not necessarily limited only to Bali's Barin. Another possibility is that she's a Balashtar. I don't know if we'll get a chance to get back to that, but it's a very good question. You had a question before.
Yeah, but in the case of the document, the facts contradict her claim. In other words, what she admitted contradicts her claim.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. She has the star, so she can almost say it's burned.
No. That's the alternative time is no longer. But her claim is not that it's burned.
No.
Her claim is that it's parua.
The reason we don't let her go back.
That's Migul Mafreya. It's the same as our claim.
No, it's because that claim would be absolutely contradicted by the facts on the ground. We see the document there.
Right, but the reality, I understand, but the reality is, in both cases, yesterday, did she have a migu yesterday? Before anybody saw her with the shtar, she had a migu.
Sure.
Does she have a migu today, or it's obsolete?
It's obsolete because it's contradicted by the facts. But in our case...
Let's say it's contradicted by the facts because she's admitted, or he's admitted as such. Is that also contradicted by the facts?
No, but in our case, there's no contradiction.
There is.
No, it's supplementing the facts. In our case, he's saying...
No. I say, listen, I did not buy this property directly from you.
Right. I bought it from this...
So therefore, Migu, which is based on the ability to say that I did, is contradicted by the facts of my words.
No,
you're correct that in one case it's contradicted by the discernible facts, the visual facts, but in the other case it's disputed by the verbal facts. I, the Baldavar, have admitted that I didn't buy it directly from you. Right? That is the basis for the migu. There's a small difference. In one case it's visual, in the other case it's a verbal admission. As long as the verbal admission is actionable, which it is, it's the equivalent of a visual. It's the same thing. Yeah. Legal is the same thing.
Tosfos doesn't distinguish between hearsay, proof that it's your property, and first-hand knowledge that it's your property?
What do you mean hearsay, proof? What do you mean when we talk about the Rabban and the Rabban?
Yes.
He so far hasn't taken a stand on that issue. But we'll see something parallel just a minute. Now, the interesting thing is, Ubekuntras Piresh Shum, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Rashi has a totally different take. Ubekuntras Pirisham is chazik shehaya shtar mekuyam. This chazik doesn't mean that you saw the shtar, but there's kiyum shtaros, the issue which we talked about last year. The shtar establishes the shtar mekuyam. Now, Ainir Lariz, we don't like it. The mam oil, the mikolakol, you buy kolse. You can still burn it. What does it make of this a shtar makuyim or not a shtar makuyim? So I don't think we're going to, if we have time, I'll come back to this Rashi. For the moment, let's just say the following. Rashi does not read this Gemara in Sanhedrin like Tosfos, clearly. We'll see there's another Rashi too, at least one more. All the strongest evidence in Shas that Nigel Mafreya Lo Aminan does not apply to Rashi. Rashi probably thought, I think, that Nigel Mafreya possibly Aminan. Rashi didn't read the Gemara in Sanhedrin that way. But what exactly he did mean about why does Sakim Shtaros make a difference? That will leave for the moment. The old Raya, another Raya, the time of Parak Shavuos HaDayanim, the Gemara says in Shavuos the following. Manali Biadecha. One guy says to the other guy, you owe me $100. Hamalahim? True. I do owe you $100. So he comes the next day to collect. Lamachar, Amalei Tanoli. Remember the $100 you admitted to yesterday? Hand it over, please. Thank you. And then the guy says, well, the Satiblach, I gave it to you last night. Okay. Patur is Kofar HaKol. He denies that he owes him any money. He admits that he owed him money yesterday, but he said he paid it back. And he's Patur. Parach Minyan, the Gemara asks, there's a debate in the Gemara. If the Halva was given with Edim, so maybe the proof, the Piron, needs to be Edim as well. Maybe. So you might say something similar. He made the claim in the presence of Edim, right? And if that's the case, so if he claimed it in the presence of Edim, it's like Malva b'fnei Edim, and he should have to pay him back b'fnei Edim. Uktani Patur, so why can he just claim I paid him without proving that he paid him? So Tosa says, my kusher, why is that a problem? Shiny Haka de Patur, Migudi Vayamar Etmal, Lohayadvar Meola. If you believe in Migul de Mafreya, you could answer this question in the Gemara. Because you could say, listen, yesterday, when you came to me and you said you owe me $100, if I was a dishonest man, I could have said, I never met you before in my life, because there's no evidence. Right? Now, today, I am telling you that I paid you back last night. So believe me now, because yesterday, if I was a liar, I had a better lie. What is that? Migul Mafreya. Right? Elevad Isotosis. If you read that Gemara Shavuos, there are other ways to get out of that Gemara. It's not a full, an absolute ironclad proof. But that's how Tosfos reads. Mach Pirus HaKuntus Perek Machadik says another Gemara. Then the Gemara says as follows. Gabi Asa Simon L'Acher. Let's say there's somebody claims that somebody he owns a piece of property, that somebody stole that property from him and sold it to a third party. So the Mishnah there speaks about a case where the Marakama, the guy who's the previous owner, who claims that he still owns the property, he signs a witness on the transaction between the Mocher and the Loteh. One more time, I'm just making it clear. The original owner, who claims that he's still the present owner, who says that the Mocher, the so-called Mocher middleman, stole the property from him, he's going to serve as a witness on the transaction between the Mocher and the Loteh. That sounds like he's endorsing that transaction, implying that it was real and that he was not stolen from, but that it was originally purchased from him, right? So the Gemara says, that's a debate, that's a Mishnah in Ketubas. Mishnah says this is a debate between Admon and Chachamim. And one of the Mandamar says, it doesn't prove anything. Because Rishon Kasha, Sheni Nachlai Menu. This guy who's holding onto the property right now, he's a mobster. I don't want to get involved with him. Right? The guy he's selling it to is this meek-mannered, gentlemanly fellow. So I'd rather aid in this swindle, right, and then go take the third guy to court, than take the mocher to court. Harishon Kasha, first guy is somebody I don't want to tangle with. Hasheni Nachlai Menu, an interesting idea. However, let's say that's not the case at all, but rather, Asa Simon Lacher. Let's say I put my name on a document which says that this guy's property is bordering on that guy's property. Right? In other words, I acknowledge in the signing on a certain document about the Gvulos that this property really belongs to the Mocher. Even though I'm claiming But he stole it from me. Now, I don't have the benefit there. Say, you know why I did that? Which implicitly endorses his ownership, because I benefit from it. I'd rather there be a Rishon Kasha Sheni Lo Kaimenu, because that's what happened here. The second guy still owns the property. I mean, the Kasha owns the property. It's only that he's acknowledging it in his dealings in some other transaction. So the Gemara says, "Deimton v'amar chazarti v'lekachti amimenu la'achar she'asisia simon dishmo ne'aman." However, if he says, "You know what? I bought the property back from that guy. It's true. I signed on the deed, implying that I acknowledge his previous ownership. But subsequently, I bought the property back from him. Ne'aman that pasha also I want pasha hit there." It's a case of Pesha also Pesha. The details are not important so much for now. The idea is that there's a Pesha also Pesha Hitir case, which is based on the principle of Migul Lemafreya, Pesha also Pesha Hitir Lemafreya. I mean, what I could have said yesterday is going to allow me Pesha also Pesha Hitir right now. So Tosa says, "Ein nira l'ri," that can't be, because that's against this rule, right? Of migul lemafreya lo aminan. The b'chag have lo aminan migul can afresh us. They masha yochal itom tchila, because what he could have done yesterday in a neman akshav. But Rashi there says it. So what's the pshat? So number one, once again, Rashi does not believe in migul lemafreya. But there's another possibility. Remember we talked before, what's the relationship between migul and Pesha also Pesha Hitir? Everybody will agree that Pesha also Pesha Hitir is a stronger, at minimum, a stronger Migu. Is it also qualitatively just something else entirely? Mishpat Echad, no Pagin and Dibure. You take it or you leave it. Right? So what we might say is, even if you hold the Migu, the Mafreya, Lo Aminan, especially if you explain it based on Skosataina. Say, you know what? Yesterday he was in control. Right? Today he doesn't have the power. But if it was based on credibility, honesty, right? He's an honest man, then that would be a whole different story. Right? Then we'd say, yeah, he proved himself yesterday. He doesn't have to prove himself in the same Din Torah 100 times. Yesterday he proved himself to be an honest man. We believe what he says about this whole event. So even if you hold Migu is Skusataina, Pesha also Pesha Hitir may very well be Birur. That's another way to look at it. Either way, Tosis rejects both. The Bali Tosis in general, you should know, do not seem to qualitatively distinguish between Pesha also Pesha Hitir and Migu. They interchange them, they think it's one, they may think Pesha Asar is a stronger Migu. Tosfos in the beginning about Metzia calls Pesha Asar Migu di Bo Yishasek. You can just be quiet, where do you have to get involved? But he portrays it as a kind of a Migu, a stronger Migu. He never calls it, he doesn't usually, you know, he never acknowledges that there's a qualitative difference. Also Tosfos in Ksuba stuff, Tesvav, Azayin, Yitches, many places in Shas. Unlike the Ramban, for example, who, and Rashi, I think implicitly, who seem to distinguish between, qualitatively, between Pesha Asars and Migu, the Bali Tosi. Oh, in the earlier read, look another couple of minutes. The Hasam Nami Chazav Yachla Shnei Chazaka Achar Shasav Simon. So I'm in a different case there, and that is that after he signed on, you know, as a Simon on this other field, he, not only did he claim that he bought it, but he also 3 years after that. That he signed on this, you know, border document, and then 3 years later, right, after having been there for 3 years, 3 years of Chazaka, and a Taina is claiming that the property is his. So Tosfos says that's a good explanation if you believe it, if you believe that's what the case is, except for one thing. If it's our true, that's the Dabar Pasha. The Chitema Yachl Shnei Chazaka Pshita, my Kamashmalan. By Kamashon Rabbi Yochanan of the Nema, Matsnisani, Chazaka Sheshin Mataina, or is a Chazaka. You're always Nema if you have evidence that you've been living in a karka for 3 years and you claim you bought it. What do we need that special case in Ksuvas for? Yeshlomar, the Soka Daitav Delomahem and Kivin Chiral of Kodim Shakush Nechazaka. Since he has a patent, if it's a blank slate, Tabula Rasa, he makes a claim on a field, and he has Gimel Shan. That's one thing. But if the situation is that he already complains that the guy stole his field, now he's claiming, despite the fact that the guy stole it from him, he anyways bought it from him, and he's been there, Gimel Shanim. That's unusual. Therefore, you might have thought the after such a background doesn't work. It does. The case in the Gemara there in Ksuvah, the next case is like that. Fine. Then he says the following. Very important. I have another 2 minutes. Let me just try to get this in. Now he chooses a new issue. Okay, so far this is the famous Tosla Migla Mafreya. So to sum up, we have the idea of Migla Mafreya. We have two explanations why it would work. We see some of the rayas. We see that Rashi didn't accept this view. And we also see the possibility of distinguishing between Pashas and Pashahitir and Migla. That's what we've seen in this action-packed Tosla. Now there's one final, or two final, critical issues. What would happen in our case in the following circumstance? He have a maisa machzik sadi the darbe chad yoma. Let's say he had brought evidence that darbe chad yoma, so he takes care of the taina problem, the taninan problem. Correct? So near the Rajba, this is the Rashi Mishan, it's not the Rajba of Spain, but
he lived there one day or the Mocha lived there one day.
Not the Mocha lived there one day. Yeah. He brought evidence that the machzik brings evidence of darbe chad yoma, meaning of the Mocher's darbe chad yoma. So Nila Rajba the Hava Ukme Ma'ara Biyada. So now he has a Taina, but he doesn't have Gimel Shanim. The classic case of Dor Bechad Yoma is a case where he has a Taina, right? And he has Gimel Shanim. Here he has a Taina, right? And what else does he have? Pesha also Peshahitir. But not Gimel Shanim. That's a different raya. Gimel Shanim is a raya. Presumably, Tashas and Tashahitir might be a raya. But this particular Tashas and Tashahitir, or is it Tashas and Tashahitir? What he has is, at least it's the Tashas. Apagav the Lake Amigu. Mikomakom Taninon the Lokeach Ma'achar Shoyam Mocher Neman Lomar Zavintaminach the Migu di Bayom Elohaisa Shchome Olam. Apagav the High Lokeach Yoda Shahisa Shalom. Meaning, well, what happens here? There is a taninon. The lokeach doesn't have a migu, and he doesn't have gimel shanim. Right? The mocher would have had a migu. Peshasar. So, will you say taninon and link up that taina? Can you provide the taninon with the raya of the mocher, even though you are the lokeach and you don't have a migu, or you're just stuck with a taninan without a raya? We're taking the taninan and we're sticking it together with the migu of the mocher. It's a little complicated. Right? Afagav, even though the high lokeach yada shahayis shalom, the lokeach knew that it belonged to the marakama, so he doesn't have a migu. Right? The habakechad sahada. It's like there's an eidachot against this migu. The kamakam of a migu, kidamashma the kamangam in Atzkud Rababa, that's not for now. Yilav mechui shuah nechal shavim in Amon, vomit dichot to the migu di bayom alachot fi, vayimakish shosahed. We'll have a mechiv shuah. Just skip this part. Then he's by a malakakos. Says a kahai gavna matzina b'hamocher. You find something similar in Baba Basra. A person deposits an object with a star, so they can't deny that he got it. So there's a shomer watching an object, and we have evidence that he got the object. Afagav the lo taninun, and now he dives. Afagav the lo taninun liyasne nemsu. So there you sold him. So we say, oh, you know, maybe we should say to these about the Yisomim, you know, Nansu. Maybe, let's say the Yisomim can't come up with the object. Maybe an onus to occur to their Pater. So the Gemara says, we don't project. Onus is very unusual. We don't project onus. Right? Hapila Hachi, the Gemara seems to say, Tanino by Exartiv, Kivinadiyah by Yenema, Betainazu, Bemigazi, Boyanomer Nansu. If the father had been alive, right, he knew what happened to the object. Right? He would say, he could say, the object was Nenas, and Pater. So we believe him when he says, Exarti, even though there's a Shar. Normally we wouldn't believe him because it's a Shar. But if he says, I gave it back, we believe him because he's a Migul, I could have said Onus. Now the Yisomim, if they would say Onus, we wouldn't believe them. Right? They don't know anything that happened. Should we say Tanina on their behalf? Hikzarta? Shema, your father was Maksir? If the father had been alive, he could have said Hikzarti, and we believe him because of Nansu. But the Ketanim, the Yisomim, if they said Nansu, we wouldn't believe them. So we can believe them on the basis of a Taninan, which they themselves couldn't use, but the father, had he been alive, could have used. So that's what the Rashba is saying. In the Rashi Nishant, what do you see from here? That when we say Taninan, we're pretending that the most, the middle guy, the one who died, but he's the Baldavar. What is this issue? Exactly the issue of the Ramban, one of the issues of the Ramban and the Ravid. Namely, you have a Marakama, you have a Mocher, you have a Lokeah. Who's the real Baldavar here? That's a slightly different case. This is a case where there's Tanina, we're asking Tanina. So the Re says, I don't think these cases are comparable. Omer Re, Delo Dami Ilaida Mocher Sabayas. The Haka, Im Haya Rotsa Mocha, the Zakas, the Taina Zoo, Delo Haifa Shokome Olam, Loyama Kevitha Lokeah. Wouldn't he have stopped him? Shreidea Haya Shahisa Shalo? In the case of Baba Basra, it's true that you sold him are limited, and yet we say Tanina as if the father was alive. We pretend as if the father was the Baldavar. But if the father had been the Baldavar and the Yisomim were alive, they wouldn't be contrary either. They wouldn't be contradicting the father. But here, the Migu of the father, of the Mocher rather, or the Morish, would be based on a fact that is disputed by the children. Not that they can't use it. In Baba Basra, they don't have a basis for Migu because of Moshiach. Here, they don't have a Migu because they already denied it. Right? Meaning, it's much worse. Therefore, the Re says, in the end of the day, the real Baldavar, Tanina means we project for the Machzik anything the Mocher may have said. But it has to fit in to the worldview of the Machzik. If he himself is contradicting it, that far we won't go. That's the argument in the Rashi. Then find one point, final point. It says, Kosar Rabbeinu Chananu Reino the Rabbeinu Agaonim V'hai Machzik Leisle L'meichas L'dina V'hani Mara D'ara Ela Hai D'Zavin Lei Machas D'Hadei. Who really goes to court? Some of the Gaonim said, it shouldn't be the Marakama and the Machzik, they don't even know each other. We should drag the Mocher into court. And the Rashba says, they hear the Rashba, no. The Koskus should have the other Mocher, Rishon, the Shani, Paliuchal, the Koskul, the Labot, Dvar, Didia. The real Baldover is the new guy, the Machzik. The Kaman Ashka, the Hedja, Gabi Ahu, the Dorba, Kashita, Malita, Lomot, the Lamer, Labot, Dvar, Didia. So we have here in the end of Tosis, two more arguments about who is the real Baldavar in a case of Machzik and Mocher. Is it the Mocher or is it the Machzik? Okay, we'll stop here and continue.